Oh, we're back on record. Before we took that brief at ease, all right, we will talk, so let Mr. Barr get some more water. We are on ordinance 1960, an ordinance by the City of Bethel Council submitting to the qualified voters of the City of Bethel on October 1st, 2019, a ballot proposal initiative through the marijuana local option petition. That will, shall the City of Bethel adopt local option? As I just went dead. Sorry. Local option to prohibit the sale, importation, and sale of marijuana and any marijuana products, to prohibit the operation of any marijuana establishment, which includes the following license or endorsement types: A retail marijuana store, both with and without an on-site consumption endorsement; B, a marijuana cultivation facility; C, a marijuana manufacturing facility; and D, a marijuana testing facility. Yes or no? This has already been amended. Any other debate? Seeing no other debate, roll call vote, please, on the adoption of ordinance 1916.
Councilmember John Jordan.
Yes.
Councilmember Albertson.
Yes.
Commissioner Williams.
Yes.
Councilmember Forbes.
Yes.
Councilmember Barr.
Yes.
It passes 5-0. Okay, we're now on to 9.3, a public hearing on budget ordinance 1911B, amending the adopted fiscal year 2020 budget for landfill streets and roads. Anybody here to testify concerning ordinance 1920? Seeing nobody to testify, I'll close public hearing and look for a motion to adopt ordinance 1911B.
So moved.
Councilmember Barr makes a motion to adopt. Is there a second? Second by Councilmember Forbes. Councilmember Barr is first maker of the motion, or maker of the motion. You have first debate.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Howell, I would defer to you.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams. Councilmember Barr, this is budget modification using funds that are within the Public Works Department, simply to reflect a change in prices of two pieces of machinery that were approved in our FY20 budget, excuse me. We are just looking for your yes vote on this so we can get this project done.
Okay.
I believe it's a couple pieces of equipment for the landfill. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Councilmember Barr.
Councilmember Forbes is the second. You have second debate.
Nothing further. Thank you.
Okay. Any other council member wanting to debate ordinance 1911, or ordinance by the City Council amending adopted annual fiscal year 2020 budget concerning landfills, and this is for the public, listening public, and streets and roads projects? Not seeing any other debate. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Forbes.
Yes.
Councilmember Barr.
Yes.
Councilmember Albertson.
Yes.
Councilmember John Jordan.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Williams.
Yes. It passes 5-0. Moving on to budget ordinance 1911C. Is there anybody to talk about budget ordinance 1911C? No one from the audience has come forward. We will close public testimony. And is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Okay, Councilmember Barr, is there another second?
Second.
Councilmember by Forbes. Councilmember Barr, you, as the maker of the motion, you have first debate.
Mr. Howell, please.
Through the mayor, council member Barr, this budget modification was suggested by Mayor Watson, and it is with regard to the Pinkies Park lighting project. This amount of funding would complete the lighting of the entire Pinkies Park boardwalk with LED lighting. on poles mounted to and erected above the boardwalk. It would not include the section that goes to Owl Park, but would cover that section from Agakeek through to the ball field and the log cabin. We have explored any other grant funding that's currently available for this. There was a VEEP grant, I believe, that just recently came out. It is to replace existing lighting with higher efficiency lighting. And ONC doesn't have additional funds at this time. There may be another round of grants in the future that we could possibly use for the Owl Park section of boardwalk. But as I said, we were asked to put this together to kind of give the council a picture of what the entire project would cost and what it would entail. And this was our budgetary estimate, plus about a 10% contingency to handle any unexpected expenses.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor Williams and Councilmember Barr.
Okay. Councilmember Forbes is the second of the motion to adopt. You have second debate.
I just wanted to take this opportunity to speak in favor of this. I think this is largely attached to public safety of our community, and I think this is both a great way to partner with ONC on this project, but also a way to improve the safety of folks using the boardwalk system as our days get shorter going into winter months. So I'd like to thank the acting city manager for his work with ONC on this. Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Albertson.
So I actually have some concerns about this, and I like the idea of having lights there. I was a fan of this when we talked about it with ONC a while back. My concern is that we're talking about $156,000 of city money. Originally, it was going to be no city money. It was going to be $89,000 from ONC. And that's money that wasn't budgeted through our usual budget process. And it also doesn't really seem like it fit into our capital plan. So when we've looked at capital expenses that we felt were important or priorities, this seems like a little bit like it circumvents that process. And so, you know, when we look at spending $156,000 on lighting in the park, that's money it's from undesignated fund balance. We could spend that on anything. We could spend that on repairing pipes in housing. We could spend that on roads. We could spend that on gravel. We could spend that on all the other things that we do. And I guess that's kind of what gives me pause here, is that originally when we talked about this, you know, the plan was that this was grant money that ONC was eligible for. They were willing to work with the city to improve the place where we both lived. It sounded like a great plan. And now, you know, it's 2-1, city's funding it. It also seemed like there would be potentially other opportunities for ONC to be able to apply for grants and the city to help by implementing them, you know, kind of down the road iteratively. So I'm not really sure that that's a question, but it is a concern to me. And if anyone has, I'm listening. And if anyone has any sort of counterpoints on that, I guess that's just kind of my concern. We've talked about so many important things over the last year, 2 years that have really been priorities. And this is $156,000 that seems like kind of snuck around that process and that we won't be able to spend on those things, on the, you know, remember when everyone was upset about roads, remember when everyone was upset about, you know, the water quality going on and the pipes that need to replace and the leaking pipes and that sort of thing. So I guess that's why I'm struggling with this one. Thanks.
Go ahead, Mr. Forbes.
I guess on that, I do have a question. I know, well, 'cause I do recall when we had discussed just kind of serving as a pass-through vessel, and I know that's how the project was initially scoped out, that there's some percentage of the boardwalk that if we took that $89,000, we could cover, you know, some portion of the boardwalk either near Pinkies Park or from Agakeek. Is that option still on the table? Like if we were to walk it back, as Councilmember Albertson is pointing out, if we were to walk it back and say, let's not contribute any city money and let's just take their grant funds. I mean, is there still a feasible project here? Obviously, it probably wouldn't entail illuminating the entire boardwalk, but could we still do part of the boardwalk with that $89,000?
So I presume I'm being asked a question. But through the mayor, Councilmember Forbes, you are correct. The $89,000 is still available to the city. There's an action memorandum in this authorizing me to negotiate and execute a memorandum of agreement with ONC to complete the use of the $89,000. It gets us roughly 30 light fixtures and electrical wiring all the way to so roughly from the ball field by the ONC building and then out near the what used to be the old pit. So there is a portion of this that would still be covered. The mandate or the direction to me or the suggestion to me, rather, it wasn't a mandate, was that give the council a look at what it would cost to do the whole thing. That's what we're doing here. And if this is something the council wanted to prioritize, administration would be very happy to move forward with it. It seemed like it's timely. Absolutely willing to go and continue the grant funding process or bring it up at the next budget year discussions. You know, the beauty of moving forward after the $89,000 is down is that the electrical the hard wiring is in place. You know, the breaker for more lights is in place. The wiring will be terminated in a logical fashion so that we can extend off of it. So I think if this particular modification fails, it doesn't necessarily, it stops the project for this year clearly. And it would probably make it a next fall, next spring type project. It would have to, you know, if it was after the FY21 budget, that'd be July. So I'm leaning on you folks to decide what you want to do here.
Sorry, clarifying question. So I mean, but if this failed, there would still be the $89,000.
Correct.
So when you say it would stop the project,
there's two separate funds, two separate projects going on here. You know, we've got the $89,000 from ONC that's just basically awaiting the approval of the MOU that we put before you tonight, and this $156,000 would just basically complete the boardwalk it would basically complete the entire circular section that's near the lake and then take you all the way to Agakiq and past that pit. So
okay, so it would just stop the part of the project. There would still
correct
be, okay
right. Correct. This does not kill the project. If you were to not support this particular budget modification, we would move forward with the $89,000, unless you didn't like the MOU. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Forbes, got another question?
I just wanted to clarify to make sure I just fully understand this. So if this modification fails tonight, would the project with the $89,000 from ONC's money or their travel transportation funds, do we foresee that project could be completed this summer, or would this push the whole thing into the spring? Do you think we could do their $89,000 worth of light fixtures this fall?
Mr. Mayor, go through the mayor, Mr. Forbes, I can't tell you if it will be completed this fall. We have a target date of October 30 to get the original project completed. There's some pretty extensive lead times on these fixtures and the light poles, and then shipping, of course. So what we would have done this year is have the materials purchased. We would have, we have an electrical contractor already on staff for us. or contracted for, so we could have some of the initial electrical work done. But as soon as this MOU is done, we're going to be pulling the trigger on the ordering of the components. And so we're going to proceed forward with the ONC portion of those funds regardless. So it'll be at the very least ordered. So worst case scenario, the completion would be as soon as the ground thaws, spring of next year. But there's a strong potential that it could be, you could see some, if we have a nice kind of a warmer fall time, there could be some work happening this fall. Yeah. Early winter.
Great.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I just wanted to clarify that. And so I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Mr. Barr?
Not necessarily a question for the city manager, but more just of an observation. When we had Bill with Public Works on over here, and he was describing some of the lighting fixtures and how efficient they are and how bright they are, I think we need to remind ourselves as to the reason why we want this project to go through. It's a high crime area. There's a lot of people that use that boardwalk, and it is not lighted. At a cost of $156,000 more to supplement what's already there, I think it's definitely more than worth it when we're talking about safety of our people and safety of our community. I think we just need to remind ourselves of that. Thank you.
Mr. Jordan, do you have any debate concerning this issue?
I agree with Councilmember Barr on that. I think that our public safety is very important. I remember a few years ago that there was actually a murder on that boardwalk, and I'd like to see this move forward also.
I'll take my time to debate. I think the first whereas says it all. It's critical for the safety and security of Bethel citizens and visitors. That area is lit. As a lot of us are EMTs and firefighters, we know that area causes a lot of issues during the wintertime concerning inebriates, people that are harmed, people that are preyed upon by our youth in this community that are rolled, that are intoxicated, that are injured in that area, and we have to go out there and help them. Lights only help protect the community because you can see the people that are around you. So looking at $157,000, just rounded up, concerning the safety and the well-being of any person that is not harmed in that, has in that area, is a huge savings. Because the cost of being harmed, concerning being rolled, being beaten up, being raped, and ultimately, as said, being murdered in that area, there is no cost for that. And this is just a small project. We spent, $430,000 to pave the front of this building and on the side of this building and the apron to the fire department. And we didn't bat an eye and didn't say a word. And that wasn't for health and safety. That was for cosmetic reasons. So I understand I'm one of the most conservative people that I know of, myself, concerning the cost. But when we talk about adding to a project that is given to us to help the public safety within the community, because if we start and stop this project, it's only going to cost us more. It's not going to be, okay, let's get it done. Because once you stop and start a project, it usually costs more to redo it and get it back up to flow. So I highly recommend City Council look at this for the safety of our community in that area. As we know, it's one of the prime areas that we have a lot of crime, especially in the wintertime. And I hope that this will pass from that area. And if the issue is that we don't want to take it under the undesignated fund balance, I know I could find at least $170,000 of savings in the budget. I could bring that up next council meeting. So. Any other debate? Council member Elkins?
It's not going to hurt my feelings if we lights in the park. I use that park and that trail as much as anybody. And, you know, so I guess my issue is just more having to do with the process. And public safety is important, but $156,000, I mean, we could get another officer for that too, you know. So there's other places. I mean, clean water is also important. And, you know, we've made the argument about health and safety when we're talking about the closing the donut hole and buying response vehicles and a lot of other things. And I think we just need to remember that this would be a nice thing to have, but you know, we do have a capital budget process, and this is the largest capital budget we've had in, I'm going to say, a long time, right? I mean, we've spent a ton of money this year. And this just feels like kind of a tack on to me. So I'm not going to lose any sleep if there's lights in that park. I'm concerned about the process. I'm concerned about us spending money out of that undesignated fund that didn't go through the normal budget process or the capital budget process where there was discussion and comparing things side by side with what projects and services were foregoing by spending that $156,000 here. I talked to a lot of people who are concerned that, you know, when I called the police, it took them a long time to get there. That I hear a lot. I talk to a lot of people who are upset about the roads because they can't get where they're going. I talk to a lot of people that are unhappy with their water quality. I don't talk to a lot of people that say, you know, my number one concern is lighting on that one stretch of boardwalk. We've got lots of places around town that, you know, in Seawall area, lots of places around town that could also use lighting. That would, I think, be equally valid places for that. That are, you know, high crime areas as well. So I guess this seems like a little bit process-wise concerning to me, and I think that's the problem that I'm having with it. You know, not because I don't value public safety, but I think kind of because I value a more systematic approach to evaluating our public safety needs. I guess that's awesome. Thanks.
Any other debate concerning 1911C? Not seeing any of the debate, we'll close the debate and open it up roll call because it is an ordinance.
Councilmember Jung Jordan?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
No.
Councilmember Barr?
Yes.
Councilmember Forbes?
No.
Vice Mayor Williams?
Yes, it fails 3-2. Okay. Moving onwards. Introduction of Ordinance 1970, Appeal of Chapter 2.23, Parks and Recreation Department of the Bethel Municipal Code. Is there a motion on the floor? Councilmember Jung Jordan. Hold on, is there a second? Seeing no second, Ordinance 1917 fails. Moving on. Resolution 1909, a resolution protesting the issuance of the retail marijuana license to Alaskan Grow Cannabis License 20439. Is there a motion to adopt? Is there a second?
Second.
This motion has been adopted and seconded. Okay. Councilmember Jung Jordan.
Thank you. Yes, I added this to the agenda because I'd like to protest the issuance of the marijuana store to the Alaskan Grown Cannabis due to the fact that the building is unsafe. It was found to be uninhabitable by the State of Alaska Fire Marshal when it was inspected in May of 2018. On page 246, you can read the letter from Brandon Lewis, the Fire Marshal. I'm not against the idea of this type of store. I'm just against the location. I think it's very unsafe, and if the Fire Marshal declares it unsafe, it can go up in smoke at any time. And as many of you are firefighters also, I know that you'd understand the danger of this type of building. Thank you.
Councilmember Albertson has a second.
No, I would thank you just to underscore those points. However you feel about commercial sale of marijuana, that that building's a frightening building to be in, you know, from a lot of reasons, and I think the state fire marshal felt that as well. And I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's safe for the public or potential responders. So that is a primary concern that I have with that location. Thank you.
Just to let the record reflect, there was a person from Alaska Growing Cannabis who wanted to talk about, but they're not here. So I just want to let the public know and the council know. Okay, next, Councilmember Forbes.
I just wanted to wanted to also add that I think this is very, very timely, just because you're right, we do have a local option that will now be on the ballot, and this is not about the idea of selling marijuana. This is about the idea of basically any commercial activity happening in this chunk of land. It's not a great building. The state doesn't think it's a great building. And so I guess, obviously, Alaska-grown products can do what they'd like, but I would encourage them to, obviously, this will go to the state if we pass this protest, I would encourage them to just think about their location. There are many other commercial properties in Bethel that they could look at that would not be, you know, a safety hazard to be in. So I just wanted to underscore that I'll be supporting this protest, not because it's marijuana related, but rather because of the just the building is terrible, and the state thinks the building is terrible. So I'd like to thank Councilmember Jung Jordan for bringing this forward. Thank you.
Councilmember Barr, no debate? Okay. Any other debate concerning Resolution 1909? Seeing no other debate, Resolution 1909 is a resolution of the Bethel City Council protesting the issuance of a retail marijuana license to Alaska Grown Cannabis License Number 20439, Alaska Grown Products, LLC, protesting to the operation at 230 Tundra Way, Bethel. See no other debate? All those in favor of Resolution 1909, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those not in favor say nay. The ayes have it. Okay, 5-0. Okay, Action Memorandum 1945 passed on the consent agenda. That means Gary Fredericks, Issa Fredericks has been appointed to the Finance Committee. Stanley Hoffman Jr. has been appointed to the Planning Commission. Jim Chesney is to the Finance Committee and Port Commission. And Mary Beth Willen is to the Finance Committee. Congratulations to your appointments. Please serve the community well. Moving on to Action Memorandum 1947, authorizing the acting city manager to negotiate and execute an agreement with the University of Alaska to authorize the financial contribution to the University of Alaska Cooperative Extension 4-H program. Okay.
Mr. Chair,
yes,
I, in the past, have had to declare this as a conflict due to my employment with the university. Any issues having to do with 4-H? So.
All right. If you've declared it before and we've held it up, it would be
The structure of the university continues to evolve, but I believe
right. Agreed.
But so. It would probably hold this. I have the same relationship. So.
Right.
I want to make sure it's been ruled on first.
Yeah, you have a conflict.
I guess I will step down, but okay. I don't know that you're going to be able to
Right. Yeah, we'll get through it quickly to allow. Yes, Councilmember Forbes.
I'd move to approve Action Memorandum 1947.
Okay. It's been moved by Councilmember Forbes, seconded by Councilmember Barr to accept Action Memorandum number 1947, authorize the acting city manager to negotiate and execute the agreement within the University of Alaska to authorize the financial contribution to the University of Alaska Cooperative Extension 4-H program. They're the ones that help. Councilmember Forbes, as the maker of the motion, you have first debate.
I'll be brief to be respectful of Councilmember Jung Jordan's time, but funds are budgeted. This is standard business for us. This is an agreement we've participated in for the last several years. So that is all. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Councilmember Barr, as the second, you have second debate.
All I will say to this is great program, so I would highly recommend that we vote in favor of this. Thank you.
Okay. The only questions I have or would like to say is, since we didn't give up Department of Parks and Rec, that I hope that we look at bringing back the Department of Parks and Rec and have them part of that system again and taking that Parks and Rec director back. I got that in tongue twister, so that we can have that services back for our services. Okay. All those in favor of resolution or action memorandum 1947, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those not in favor say nay. Ayes have it 4-0. Councilmember Jung Jordan is now leaving us. Let the record reflect that she is now leaving us. Good night, Councilmember Jung Jordan. Okay. We are now to action memorandum. Pulling up quickly. 1948, authorizing the city acting city manager to negotiate and execute a purchase agreement with Qualified Equipment and Sales LLC for the purchase of a sander box. Okay, is there a motion on the floor?
Mr. Vice Mayor, I move to approve action memorandum 1948.
Okay, is there a second? So moved by Councilmember Forbes, seconded by Councilmember Perry to approve action memorandum 1948. Councilmember Forbes is the maker of the motion. You have first debate.
Yeah, so this looks like it is, it's the product of a request for bids to purchase an identical piece of equipment the city already has, same specs and size. We budgeted these funds, $36,000. So this looks all in good to me. So nothing further unless the city manager would like to chime in. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Councilmember Barr, you have second debate.
No debate. Thank you.
City manager, you have anything to add to this?
Nothing further to add.
Okay. So no other debate. Those in favor of action memorandum 1948, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those not in favor say nay. The ayes have it 4-0. Okay, moving on again to action memorandum 1948. And authorizing the acting city manager to negotiate and execute a purchase agreement with Totem Equipment and Sales for the purchase of a self-contained culvert drive steamer.
Mr. Vice Mayor, I move to approve action memorandum 1949.
Okay. Councilmember Forbes, is there a second?
Second.
Councilmember Albertson makes a second. Councilmember Forbes, as the maker of the motion, you have first debate.
Very similar to the previous action memorandum, looks like a request for bids was put out. and Totem was the lowest responsive bidder, and the funds of $48,000 are budgeted for. So standard business of the city. Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Albertson has the make second. You have second debate?
Nothing for me.
Okay. All right. Culvert steamer. Okay. No other debate. Close the debate. All those in favor, action memorandum 1948 for the purchase agreement with Totem Equipment Supply, Inc. for the purchase of the self-contained culvert road steamer. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those not in favor say nay. The ayes have it. 4-0. Moving on. Action Memorandum 1950 to direct administration to negotiate, execute a memorandum of understanding and similar agreement between the City of Bethel and Ogallala Native Council for the city manager to pursue, purchase, and installation of up to $89,000 worth of expenditure on the Pinkies Park Broadwell Lights project. Okay.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve Action Memorandum 1950.
Okay.
Second.
So by seconded? Okay. It's been moved and seconded to adopt Action Memorandum 1950 to direct administration to negotiate, execute Memorandum of Understanding or simple or a similar agreement between the City of Bethel and Ogallala Native Council for the City of Bethel managing the purchase and installation up to $89,000 worth of expenditures on the Pinkies Park Boardwright Lighting Project. Council Member Ford, is it maker of the motion? You have first debate.
I think this is going to be a good start on this project. If anything, I'm not particularly familiar with tribal transportation funds. But if anything, this perhaps can be a longer term relationship that the city can look forward to working with ONC on. Continuing this boardwalk lighting project in the future. Thank you.
Councilmember Roberts.
Excited we're doing this. This is great, and I'm really happy that the city's partnering with ONC on this. We're looking forward to improve our community together. Love it.
Any other debate? The only debate that I have on this, I cannot agree with this agreement because of the failure of the budget modification. So this will end this until the next council meeting. Okay. This won't pass. No, it didn't. It failed 3-2. Four people have to vote on everything and four people have to pass everything. So that budget failed 3-2 with Albertson and Forbes voting in the nay.
I, Mr. Vice Mayor, though, I would like to point out, though, one of the main reasons why I voted the way I did is on that budget mod is this project was originally scoped out as an $89,000 project, and the city still has the opportunity to work with ONC on this project. There's nothing stopping the city from installing $89,000 worth of lighting, and so I voted the way I did on that budget mod, understanding that this is still a project that we can start, I didn't feel that we needed to necessarily pull that much out of our undesignated general fund just to complete this project. Understanding that we could start this project with grant funds existing. So it is my understanding from administration that we could still very much start this project, and the budget mod in no way was required for this action memorandum to pass. Thank you.
Mr. City Manager.
Yeah, with a tremendous amount of respect, Mr. Vice Mayor Williams, strongly encourage you to support this moving forward. The this will get that project started. It'll get the power installed. It'll allow us to possibly get some of these lights up this fall. And these two projects weren't tethered together. I definitely share your concerns about public safety, and I think that it would have been great if we could have moved the rest of the project forward. Not voting for this tonight will definitely push this in the spring of next year. So, and that's your prerogative. But we're ready to pull the trigger on this. We just need an MOU that says we can. So I think that once this is started, we're in a much better position to add more stuff later, and then definitely through yeah. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Albertson.
So I guess that was kind of my concern by pushing this back 2 weeks. It's the difference between having some lighting in that park this winter and not. And I guess that's my concern. There's really nothing preventing anyone from bringing the budget amendment back separately at the next meeting or at any point in the future. I think it's very unlikely that we were going to get all those, that entire project done this year anyways. So the net effect to the public here is that we have a situation where the four of us could decide to have some additional lighting in the park this winter and improve public safety, or not. And with regards to the budget amendment and projects beyond that initial $89,000, this really doesn't affect that. That's a decision that could be made at any point and wouldn't affect our shovel-ready project right now. I would just push it back a year. If you feel like you'd have four votes on a different day, I don't think it precludes that, and I don't think it would affect what's going to be in place this winter or not. So I think it would be disappointing to the public and to people who are concerned about safety and lighting in the park to choose to have nothing versus to choose to have something. So I hope that we can do something to make the park safer this year.
Thank you, Mr. Albertson. I guess my debate is that people can always reconsider their vote, and a person could ask, I want to reconsider my vote now, and say, maybe in hindsight, I didn't look at this whole project as being necessary for the community, and that this issue wasn't important at that time. And looking at this issue now with an MOU, it's an important issue. Is it an important issue for the whole city safety? Yes. The whole city, yes. We're covering the whole Pinky's Park. But we want to kill $157,000 just because. That makes no sense to me at this time at all. So I look at it as, do we need to come back as a whole plan and look at the whole plan again? Maybe. Maybe there's some savings somewhere inside of it. You know, I think this is a great project for the community. Public safety is paramount within our community. And spending a little bit of our $14 million of reserves, and that's what, less than 1% on public safety out of our reserves, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me at this time. You know, we made budget modifications already this year. having somebody come up and say, this is a good project, let's get this done. We initially had $89,000. We had a dowel that said we couldn't do it for $89,000. And we had a new city manager, acting city manager, come in and say, hey, we can get this project done. And then adding a little bit more to public safety and saying, no, I'd rather get the whole project done tonight than come back here in 2 weeks and play one on top of the other. That's what the community says we need to stop doing up here. So waiting 2 weeks because we have to wait for more council members doesn't make a lot of sense to me at this time. But this is how the council wants to do it tonight. I'd rather get it all done and move forward and give the city manager an opportunity to get the project done and up and running. Public safety is paramount in this community. If the issues of the police are not coming in timely calls, that's an issue that we have to address through our public, our city manager with our acting police chief. But just killing this project at this time is a decision that we have to live with as council members.
Mr. Vice Mayor.
Mr. Forbes.
I just wanted to clarify that you will be killing this project if you vote no on this. I fully intend to support this, and the city manager has said that the two aren't linked together. And I think I'm in no way minimizing the need for public safety, but it is rather concerning. You, we, there are all kinds of projects, things that I would have loved to see us fund in the budget that I was told, no, sit down, we'll talk about this later. We're not doing that. And this is bypassing, or not this, that budget mod rather, is bypassing that, that whole process. If this project, we've had this opportunity with ONC, well before this current year's budget process, and so I think what the public has asked us to do is stop being bullies, and so I'm not going to be bullied into changing my vote tonight on the previous budget mod because I understand from the city manager as it was explained to us earlier, this is not a these two projects are not linked together. It's like, do we want however many feet of light lighting, or do we want even more feet of lighting? Anyone who votes down this MOU is really stopping the project. I don't see myself as stopping the project by not voting on that budget mod. It seems like there is plenty of work that can be started here with this $89,000 and $89,000 worth of grant funds that are coming through ONC, I think Councilmember Albertson made a really good point that police response times and other public safety issues, lighting is important and is good, especially for pedestrians, people who bike, walk their dogs, things like that. But lighting is not going to improve our police response times, nor is it going to make it inherently safer. I don't think this is worth politically grandstanding over $89,000 or $240,000 the way I see it, as we have $89,000 worth of grant funds that we can use as kind of a nice bonus. We need to kill this whole thing because of a budget mod that would just kind of sweeten the deal. I see this as this action memorandum is a good option, and that budget mod was an even better option. And so I have no desire to change my vote, nor will I be, shamed into it. I think, there's nothing for the city to lose, nor is it a disservice to our community to start with this MOU, start this initial project, and then revisit it. We could start this project, and ONC might turn around and say, oh, hey, we have another $89,000 worth of tribal transportation funds. I don't see that this is a show-stopping public safety initiative that we need to bypass our entire budgeting process to pay for. If it was something else, if it was coming from, if there was some huge public safety issue we weren't aware of, and we had our acting police chief in front of us saying, you know, we need money to deal with this right now. People are at risk of dying because of this right now. It would be a little different. But this is a project that's been in the works for a long time. We could have had this discussion during the budget process. We could have looked at, and maybe if we had the full project cost in front of us, we might have changed our priorities in the in our capital expenditures. And so I fully intend to support this action memorandum. I think this is a great start. I guess folks will know who to turn to if this fails tonight and potentially delays this this whole project from starting at all this winter. So thank you.
Councilmember Barr.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Mayor. I guess half is better than nothing, but I do want everything. And I didn't realize that by my vote earlier, where we voted down the $157,000 to help support this lighting project, was going to be a part of this whole debate. When you talk about crime, when you talk about the Pinky's Boardwalk, Ms. John Jordan talked about the murder that happened on that boardwalk, and you're talking about where lighting doesn't prevent crime. I would argue with that.
Let them debate.
Yep. So there's been a lot of other crime that has occurred on that boardwalk. There's been sexual assaults that I personally have known of. They've been very bad assaults that could have been deterred by bright lighting in that whole area. I mean, all they got to do is just wait until that person walks from beyond the lighting area so they can commit more crimes in that unlighted area. So when it's half of nothing, I don't necessarily think that's the answer. I think the whole answer is, if we're going to talk about trying to prevent crime, we have the highest rates of crime in the country. You know that. We all know that. We have the highest rates of sexual assault crimes in the country per capita in our little part of the world. We have the highest rates of domestic violence in the country in our part of the state of Alaska. Sexual abuse. I mean, suicides. What are we going to do something as a council to try and protect our citizens in this area? If we're just responsible for this town of ours, why aren't we doing more to protect our citizens? Why don't we have a larger police department? Why don't we have lighting everywhere within our city? Why don't we have community patrols? This is just a small part of this council's responsibility to protect our people. And I can't necessarily say that I'm going to do it halfway through and help protect half of the boardwalk without trying to protect the rest of it. So I think it's asinine that we're trying to do things halfway through. I think it's a black mark on this council. $157,000 out of a $14 million savings budget that we have. That is so minuscule for the safety of one person who may be getting beat up on that boardwalk this winter when there's no lighting. So, yeah, ridiculous.